Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and it is our prayer that God would bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. I love the study of the Word of God. I'm glad you're listening today as we continue in our series concerning languages in the Bible. That's from the book of Acts, chapter 2. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all these services, and I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. And I know that you'll receive a warm welcome from the folks at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite you to come, bring your King James Bible, and just study with us what the Bible has to say. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that we believe, or the things that we practice, or the things that I preach over this radio station, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. I enjoy discussing the Word of God. Now, I don't care too much for arguing about the Word of God, because you really don't get anywhere. You know, we're seeking for truth, looking for truth, and the truth is the Word of God. That's the eternal thing, and that's what's really important. And so I enjoy your questions and talking about the Word of God and finding what God has to say to us. All right, this morning we want to continue in our study concerning the languages that are referred to back in the book of Acts chapter 2. We've taken a couple of sessions and we've discussed, I think, pretty thoroughly that the word tongue and the word language in the Bible is one and the same. It means the same thing. It is a language that someone speaks. That's what was spoken on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts chapter 2. Well, I wonder this. Will those tongues continue? Will the ability to speak in languages that have never been learned continue even unto this day? And as I thought about that passage, or that question, I thought of this passage in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8. The Bible said, "Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, that is, languages, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away." You know, as I think about this passage in the book of 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8, and the subject is, will tongues, will languages, the ability to speak in languages that we've not learned, will that continue or will that stop? 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8 is kind of a strange place to find an answer. But really, it's not a strange place. Someone would say, 1 Corinthians 13, well, that's the love chapter. And certainly it is called the love chapter. And it talks about love. It talks about charity. But 1 Corinthians 13 is not about love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is... the subject is spiritual gifts. If you would look back in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you read verse 1. And the Bible said, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." The subject of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14 is spiritual gifts. And when we can understand that this three-chapter span in the book of 1 Corinthians is about the same subject, it really clarifies that 1 Corinthians 13, even though it's called the love chapter, the subject is really spiritual gifts. Now, there's three things that the Bible said here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, will stop. The Bible says this. The Bible said charity never faileth. And it says that on purpose. I know the Bible says down here in verse 13 that there now abides faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these is charity. But I also know that the Bible says that charity never faileth. But the Bible says there are some things that will fail. Number one, the Bible says, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So we find that there's three things that 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8 states will stop. Number one is prophecy. Number two is tongues. And number three is knowledge. Well, now, wait a minute. What are these three things? What does it mean when the Bible says that prophecies shall fail? Now, that doesn't mean that prophecies will not come to pass. Because if prophecies are given to us by God, they will come to pass. There is no doubt about that at all. Prophecies is not preaching. Prophecies means to foretell events. Actually, this word prophecy means to speak under inspiration as the prophets of the Old Testament or the prophecies given to the New Testament apostles. That is, the word prophecies here means to exercise the prophetic office. What he's saying here is that there's going to come a time when there will no longer be a need of a prophet to tell you the future. John, who wrote the book of Revelation, was the last prophet. You know why he's the last one? Because he wrote all the prophecies that were ever going to be given. And the Bible is complete now, and we need no new prophecies. There was a day when the Bible was not complete, especially back in the Old Testament. And prophecies were very necessary. And men spoke the word that God gave to them. And those listeners, they would know that it was God that was speaking to them through the men they called prophets. And sometimes they were called seers. But now we have the Bible. And we have no need that any man teach us. But that same anointing that we receive from God, that is the Holy Spirit of God, is able to teach us all things. And so we no longer need these prophecies or that office of a prophet. Number two, the tongues are going to cease. And I would say again, what is the tongue? The tongue here is a language. It is the ability to speak in a language not previously studied or learned. The Bible says this will cease. It's going to stop one of these days. And then the Bible said the third thing that's going to fail, that is, knowledge shall vanish away. Now, this doesn't mean, of course, that knowledge that we learn by study is going to no longer be valid, that it's going to just vanish away and nobody will have any knowledge. That's not what it means. But when it says that knowledge shall vanish away, it's talking about those prophecies that have been received as a gift from God without diligent study, that they are going to vanish away. Why is that? It's simply because we have the Word of God. And God commands us to study that we might be approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, that knowledge that men would gain simply because God gave it to them is not going to be anymore, because we're going to have the knowledge taken from the very Word of God. Now, with that in mind, notice that these three things are going to pass away: the prophecies, the tongues, and the knowledge. Notice in verse 9, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part." You know what that simply means? It simply meant that when Paul wrote this passage in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when Paul wrote that knowledge was incomplete. God had not yet given everything, and the prophecy was not yet all given. We only prophesy in part, is what he said. But notice now in verse 10, Paul said this, "But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away." Well, what is that thing that is in part? Well, Paul said in verse 9 that knowledge was in part and that prophecy was in part. And we also know that tongues shall cease. Now, so those things are going to be done away with. Those things are going to leave and not be with us anymore. But what is that thing that is perfect? The Bible said in verse 10, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. What is that perfect thing? Some people believe that that thing that is perfect is speaking about Jesus Christ, who is coming at the rapture or at the second coming. But I don't believe that's what the Bible here is talking about. You see, Jesus Christ is never spoken of as a that. Jesus Christ is always spoken of as the Son of God, or the Son of Man, or the Messiah, or Emmanuel. He's called Lord or Master, or many other things, but Jesus Christ is never called a that in the Bible. Jesus is a living person. If you will look here and just let the Holy Spirit of God lead you, you will see that the thing here that is perfect is the Bible, the Word of God. When that which is perfect is come, and when the Bible is given to us in all of its completeness, and when the Bible is completely written, and we have it all, then that which is in part shall be done away. I think it's good right here to notice what the Bible said here in verse 8. The Bible said, charity never faileth. But prophecies shall fail, tongues shall cease, and knowledge shall vanisheth away. And then, way down here in verse 13, the last verse of chapter 13, the Bible said, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Understand this, that now there are three things that are available to us. One is faith, one is hope, and the other is charity. While we look back, we can see that prophecies have failed. Now we have the Bible given to us, and we understand what the Bible says. Therefore, we don't need that office of the prophet anymore. The languages that we've not previously learned is gone, because now we are able to take the Word of God, and it's been translated into many, many different languages. And it's being translated all the time into more languages, because that gift that God gave to His early church on the day of Pentecost has now been removed. Knowledge, that is, the knowledge that's given to us by God without reading the Bible, is gone. It is knowledge that we have from His Word. One of these days, faith will also go away. The Bible said in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Some folks might think that a little strange. But you know, the reason that we have faith is because we can't see spiritually how things are going to work out. We know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I like to say that faith is simply believing what God said, with no proof other than the Word of God, that it will come to pass. When all those promises are fulfilled, then we don't need faith anymore. And one of these days, we're going to see Jesus face to face. And we won't need faith that we're going to see Him, because we'll be there in actuality. And we'll see Him as He is. And we shall know and be known as we are known. So faith will end when we receive the fullness of our salvation. Now, you see, we are saved in the Spirit. We're going to heaven when we die. There's no doubt about that. And we're working to save our life by God's own grace. And one of these days, we're going to see Jesus face to face. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do invite your questions about these things, and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.